Time to bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
No one ever calls you Michael. Why did I call you Michael?
I don't know. Mother used to. That's the only one who ever called me that.
Maybe I'm channeling your mother this morning.
That's good.
Can't be a bad thing, right?
Nope.
All right. Well, I have to say one thing, Mike. I watched the entire Giant game yesterday, okay? And wasn't really that disappointed, except for the first three plays. Did you see any of that game at all?
No.
First three plays, the Giants are down 3-0 and get the ball on their 5-yard line. First play, they hand the ball to Saquon Barkley, and he gets like a 12-yard gain. Called back. Guess who did a tripping penalty?
Beckham.
No. Eric Flowers. Okay, he's a guard that they've had that they drafted high that they haven't given up on yet. Okay, so that's okay. So they get pushed back there at the 5-yard line. Manning goes back and passes. About a 35-40-yard gain. Penalty flag. Holding, guess who?
Same guy.
Flowers. Now, you have to understand, I don't have anything against this guy, okay? But he just hasn't produced in the 4 years he's been there. And the Giants just keep thinking that something's going to happen. You know, maybe if they move him to another city, he can play like he's potentially can play. But he certainly can't play like that in New York. Well, anyways, the Giants lost, so the more things change, the more things stay the same. But we won't start off with football because I know it's not one of your favorite things. Let's go to baseball. I have to say this, a big win by the Red Sox last night because they're going to end up playing Houston in the playoffs probably, and they needed to scratch out a win.
They got hosed. The Astros got hosed last night.
Didn't see that.
It was like the sixth or seventh inning. There was a play at the plate with Altuve, and he was clearly safe.
Oh, I saw that. Now I saw that clip.
Even the blind announcer said it. And then the whoever in New York made the decision said that Altuve was out, and there was no way he was out. So that would have given Houston a 6-5 lead, and eventually the Red Sox did score a run in the bottom of the ninth inning to win the game. But the Astros got hosed last night. They should have swept the Red Sox, and Houston took care of business against the Red Sox pretty easily both Friday and Saturday.
All right. Where do you want to go in sports now before I jump in again?
We could stay with baseball again. The A's keep on winning, so they picked up a game on the Yankees yesterday. The Yankees lost another game to Seattle yesterday based on their lack of defense with the infield in, a not-so-good throw home, and a slow tag by Baba Booey Sanchez allowed the winning run to score for Seattle. So Seattle beats the Yankees yesterday, and the Oakland A's win their fourth in a row. So now they're 2.5 games behind the Yankees for that play-in game to see who has home field advantage. The way the Yankees played Oakland in Oakland last week, the Yankees are going to need that game at home to have any chance to beat Oakland.
All right. Is it me or has the Mets been playing really good baseball lately?
They're not playing really good, but they're playing a lot better. And the reason why they're playing a lot better is because of Wheeler and a couple other pitchers are starting to go deeper into games and not use their bullpen as much. And a couple of young players are starting to hit the ball a little bit. Yeah, the Mets are playing better. For as bad as they were, and you got to remember they were going toe-to-toe with the Marlins, the Mets are only 12 games under 500 right now. Yeah. The Marlins are 30 games under 500, and like I said, the Mets were right there with them. They're playing better ball. They won 7 out of their last 10. Their run differential has been cut in half. So they are playing a lot better baseball, albeit they're not a contender, but they're playing a heck of a lot better than they played for most of the months this season. DeGrom was supposed to pitch yesterday. He got scratched because of the bad weather, so the Mets made a good decision there. And they threw a last-minute guy out there, and Conforto hit a home run, and a couple other young guys got some hits, and the Mets wound up beating the Phillies again yesterday. So, yeah, they are playing better. Definitely playing better.
All right. And it doesn't surprise me, but Aaron Rodgers never ceases to amaze me.
Well, he got hurt. He got hurt. The Bears were beating him up. I think the score was 17-3 or 17-0.
It was
something like that.
It was 20-3.
20-3 they were losing?
Yeah.
And they came back and won the game 24-23. I was surprised to see that this morning. During the commercials of the baseball game last night, I flipped to see who was winning the Packer game, and I saw that the Bears were up big, and there was number 12 was not playing quarterback for Green Bay. So I was like, wow, that's bad news. And then later on, I flipped it on. I saw he was playing, but they were still losing. And I saw this morning he had another comeback last night. So the Packers with a big comeback win last night for Rodgers, and he could be the best quarterback in football right now.
You know what? He was injured. He had to be taken off the field on a cart, okay?
Wow.
He had a big hit on his knee, okay? And the knee he had a big hit on was his left knee, okay? So when he threw...
That's his plant leg.
When he came back in the game, this is no... Mike, you can look at this, Google it. He had to hop on that leg for the entire second half, and he only put weight on it when he had to throw the ball. It was an amazing thing to watch. He just willed himself to do what he did, the more you see him, the more you just shake your head. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
He learned from one of the best. So
Favre
taught him how to play that way, and Rodgers just picked up the torch and is doing the same thing. He's probably the last of the old-school quarterbacks that are around.
It was amazing to watch. It was just absolutely amazing to watch.
Yeah, like I said, I was surprised to see them win. So a good win for the Packers last night.
All right. Did you have any racing this weekend or no?
No, we didn't pick anything.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
And Kentucky did get canceled. So
and you did get a lot of rain down there.
Get a lot, and we're still getting a lot.
Yeah.
It's but I tell you what, it's great sleeping weather. I was in the house all day yesterday in my chair. It was beautiful.
It never got to here yesterday, but we're getting it now today and tonight. But it never got here yesterday.
Yeah, it's nice and cool and rainy. It's nice.
Yeah, it's 53 here right now. So
good sleeping weather.
All right. So now, how do we make out with our picks?
Well, so far since Thursday, you're 1. You had New England. 2. You lost with Atlanta Thursday, San Francisco yesterday, and 1. You tied with Pittsburgh. I did see that. In the overtime where Cleveland got a fluky interception, fumble, whatever you want to call it, from Roethlisberger, and they ran it back to around the 10-yard line of Pittsburgh. And behind the play, one of the linemen on Cleveland just put his hand on the guy, and they called a block in the back. I mean, come on, man, what are you kidding? Put the ball back on the 30. Cleveland couldn't move it, kicked in the wind, got it blocked. That game turned out to be a tie. What? I mean, the NFL is in peak mid-season form with these bogus calls already. I could see that. So, you went 1-2-1 this weekend so far.
And how'd you do?
I lost with Atlanta. I had Jacksonville over the Giants. I had New England like you. And I lost with New Orleans. How about Tampa Bay scoring 48 points against New Orleans?
Well, the defense has always been their problem in New Orleans.
Yeah, but you know who the quarterback was for New Orleans?
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick. He threw for 417 yards against New Orleans. Boy, do they stink, huh?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, at Freddie Fitzpatrick.
So you're 3-2 then, right?
No, I'm 2-2.
2-2?
Then you got 2 games to pick tonight.
All right, who's playing tonight?
The Jets are playing at Detroit, and the Rams are playing at Oakland.
I will take the Lions and Oakland.
All right, I've had mine written down already. I have the Lions and the Rams.
Okay. All right, so that's where we stand with the picks, and we'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right, Mike, I want you to enjoy the rain.
Oh, I have to go to school, so I won't enjoy it.
All right, well, enjoy it.
Okay, working is a good thing.
It is a good thing. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Gozzi with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.